The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Show. As the announcer of this show, I sometimes ask myself, to what shall I compare Eric? Shall I compare him to a summer's day? Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May.
But not Eric. I'll tell you, nothing shakes this guy.
And now here he is, wearing green leotards and a jester's coxcomb, Eric Metaxas.
He can't see me, folks. He can't see me. He's just making that up. Don't let him lie to you. We go from the ridiculous to the sublime. Folks, I'm sitting here in the studio in New York City with a couple who have spent the last 11 years, wait for it, living in North Korea. Joy Yoon has written a book about it. It's called Discovering Joy, 10 Years in North Korea. And I've already forgotten her husband's name.
Stephen.
Stephen! Stephen and Joy, honestly, just a tremendous blessing to have you. Thank you. Welcome to the program. Get closer to the microphone. I want to hear every syllable that that you speak. But thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
So when my friend Jim Nethery told me that the two of you might be on the program, that you lived in North, I said, North Korea? I mean, that's stunning to me that you lived in North Korea. So I want to hear your story. First of all, how long have you been together?
Well, we've been married over 20 years now.
We have four children.
You look very young. You've been married over 20 years now, and you have four children.
Yes.
Okay. Where did you both grow up individually?
Well, it's an interesting story because even though we're American and I was born in Illinois, my parents moved to South Korea when I was about 2 years old, and so they became professors at a Christian university in South Korea. And so I actually grew up in Daejeon, Korea, and my husband is ethnically Korean, so he also grew up in Korea.
Yeah, I was brought up in South Korea and moved to U.S. when I was 23 as a foreign student. To U.S.
Yeah. Okay. So this is interesting. So you both have obviously deep Korean roots. There's no question about it. At what point did you decide that you wanted to? It sounds like
it's really it was a God thing, because when I was growing up in South Korea, the first thing I wanted to do when I got older and came to college, I just wanted to put my roots down in some small town USA and never move for the rest of my life, because I had a pretty transient life growing up living overseas. And so when I was about 15 years old at a conference, someone was speaking, and I can't remember what the message was about, but it was almost like God audibly said to me, I want you to go to North Korea. And so it was at that point that I felt like, wow, this is starting to make sense. Why I grew up in South Korea and started to learn about the Korean culture and have all these experiences, maybe God has a purpose for me in North Korea.
Okay, but so you're listening to some speaker, and you're saying that you didn't hear God's audible voice, but it was dramatic. In other words, it was not just like a nudge.
No, I like to say it was like a light bulb went on in my head. And even though there aren't audible words, it was almost like a knowledge, just a knowledge of God saying, North Korea, that's where I want you to go.
That's amazing. And Stephen, what about you?
Yeah, I was growing up in South Korea. And as you know, that as South Korean students, we were taught that North Koreans have horns and tails.
So,
and
wait a minute. What?
Yes.
In South Korea, I could understand that they would teach that in North Korea about South Koreans. But you're telling me in South Korea, free country, they taught you, in other words, they demonized almost literally the inhabitants of the Hermit Kingdom. I did not know this. Why? Why would they do that? I don't get that.
I think it is all coming from the tragedy of the Korean War, that how the families had to go against each other. And through that, the much of propaganda of North is almost the same in South Korea as well. So that was teaching that I received from the South Korean government, that North Koreans have horns and tails and they have red skins. It was on our textbook, literally,
right,
as I was going through the school there.
Well, it's just amazing. Well, what is it then? First of all, where did you meet?
Yes. So I came to U.S. as a foreign student, and I went to school called Olivet Nazarene University in Illinois. There, I was only one Korean on campus, and Joy just followed, that came to college right the one semester after me in same major. So
What's the major?
Biology. We were biology majors, both pre-med. And I had just come from Korea, growing up in Korea, and came to the States for college. And he was the only Korean on campus, so I didn't really have a lot of choices. Well,
yes, we fell in love.
God made it easy for you.
I didn't have any other competitions.
That's really nice, actually. That's the way to do it. But that's so extraordinary. Okay. And so at what point did you feel a call to North Korea?
Well,
and again, I don't know what you can say publicly. I mean, you're there. What are your jobs there? What do you do?
Yes, so we are officially there as a Christian NGO workers.
NGO workers,
yes,
right? And what's the NGO? What do you do? You feed people. What do you do?
Right. So we do various things. We feed children, and also we are teaching at medical school there.
Yeah.
So I'm a professor at Pyongyang Medical University.
And what do you teach in terms of medicine?
Pediatric rehabilitation for their national students there. And Joy is actually leading a special education program for children who receive therapy from us. And also she delivers the special education.
So you are doing wonderful work in North Korea. And obviously you are welcomed in North Korea for the work you're doing.
Yes.
That's just an extraordinary thing. But you said it's a Christian NGO. When you say Christian, though, I mean, you're obviously not allowed to proselytize. You are Christians.
Right.
And you're doing God's work among the people of North Korea.
Yes. We are there as a very transparent with North Korean government that we are Christian and we have churches and brothers and sisters supporting and praying for us. So that is a very clear message to them. But we try to stay within their law.
Of course,
and we do the things that we are allowed for them, us to allow us to do. So far, we've been just enjoying being there and helping children with disabilities and getting to know the country. And yes, it's been a great journey.
Well, it's interesting to me, knowing so little about North Korea, to think that they would welcome people who are openly Christians in doing what you're doing. That is interesting to me.
Yeah, that's actually one of the major misconceptions, I think, about North Korea, because most of the people doing non-governmental work there and humanitarian work there are from Christian backgrounds. And so the government knows that, and in some degrees they open up their country for these Christian organizations to help in ways like feeding and even education and medical work.
But obviously they would not allow you to talk about your faith or to proselytize you because that would be illegal.
Right. Legally, what we can do is when people ask us questions, we can answer them honestly. And so it's through building relationships and lifestyle that we're actually sharing God's love. And so, yeah, we can't go out on the street and proselytize, but through the relationships we build, we get to know people very well and we share our lives with them.
So since they know we are Christians, we often pray before the meal. And after a while, they are really, really curious what we are doing before the meal, closing our eyes and whatnot. And they ask questions, what are you doing? And then I can explain to them how I became Christian and why we pray before the meal. And while I'm praying for you, praying for the patients that I saw. And I go on and they think it's good. And sometimes they ask me, can you pray aloud to bless us? So.
It's amazing. I mean, it's amazing to me that the two of you have spent the last 11 plus years in North Korea. Just a tremendous opportunity for me and my listeners to hear about what it is to live in North Korea. And of course, Joy, now you've written this book, and if people have trouble remembering it, your name is Joy Yoon. So the book is Discovering Joy, 10 Years in North Korea by Joy Yoon, Y-O-O-N. We'll be right back with Stephen and Joy Yoon. Stick around. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
Got a woman in San Antonio.
From executive producers Tim Tebow and Robbie Tebow comes Run the Race. Two brothers share an unbreakable bond, but life's unexpected adversities put their future in question.
It's all part of his plan, right?
You're not the first person to wrestle with his faith.
When you lose your way, how do you find hope?
Why is this so hard?
God does love you. He loves you like crazy.
Run the Race. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters February 22nd. For tickets and showtimes, go to runtheracemovie.com.
Hey, Mike. How's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Have you ever thought about getting out of your timeshare? Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are an unhappy timeshare owner, getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. And with those annual maintenance fees hitting you hard in the pocketbook, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Give us a call and let us do what we've done for over 8,000 others. Our process is done legally and ethically, and best of all, quickly as possible. Lone Star Transfer is a family-owned business with an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let this be your lasting legacy. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
When it comes to your identity and the personal information on your devices, there's no soundtrack to let you know you're in danger. Today's digital world is so connected, it just takes one weak link for criminals to get in. Good thing LifeLock now adds the power of Norton Security. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats like your personal info for sale on the dark web. And Norton Security helps protect up to 5 devices from ransomware and other online threats. Plus, if you have a problem, our agents will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, we can help alert you to danger. Join now and get 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code TITTLE. That's promo code TITTLE for 10% off. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I've got something really special for you. I'm sitting here in the studio in New York City with my new friends, Joy and Stephen Yoon, Y-O-O-N. They have lived for 11 years in North Korea. And Joy, you have written this book called Discovering Joy, 10 Years in North Korea. I think for most of us in America who care about what's happening around the world, particularly in North Korea, it's hard for us to believe that the two of you have actually lived in that country, because I think we all have strange ideas of what it would be like to live in that country and what's possible and not possible. And so I'm not sure what you're able to say, but whatever you're able to say and what you say in this book, I'm excited for my audience to hear about it. So, I mean, what's the first thing that we should know?
Well, I think the first thing is that North Korea is always changing. It's changed over the past couple decades. And I think a lot of times what we hear from the media is outdated information. And so just living there and being there these past 10 years plus, we've really seen a change in the country, a change in the attitude of the people, and we've seen the country develop. And so there's just so much more to learn than perhaps we think we know about North Korea.
So how long has Kim Jong-un been the leader?
Since 2011, December.
Wow. So it's already coming up on 7 years. So has much of the change you've seen been as a result of his tenure, or is this just something that's more organic?
Wow, that is a good question. I think because we've been only there 11 years, so we can only speak on behalf of our experience of 11 years.
Yeah.
So we kind of overlap between his father and himself right now. So we saw a gradual change starting 2007 of North Korea. We thought of when we got there, it was a different environment, especially the economy was growing little by little. And then especially when the current leader right now has started to governing the government, the openness of the economic development was increasingly noticeable, especially with China. Therefore, we have witnessed people's lifestyle change and their focus changed. So it's been a great journey to watch their change been happening.
Okay. Now, the reason that you're not living there now is because the State Department has forbidden American NGOs to be there.
Right. Last year in September 1st, the U.S. Department of State issued a travel restriction to North Korea. Now, at that time, our family had to leave, but we were able to apply for special validation passports to go back for humanitarian purposes. We were able to go back 3 times to continue our projects over the past year. But just about a month ago, the U.S. Department of State decided that they will no longer be issuing special validation passports for humanitarian purposes.
And I also have to add to what Joy is saying is that State Department did that because of the tragic death of Otto Wimbier last year. And because of that, the travel restriction happened and a lot of different political issues have been built up. So about a month ago, we received notice from State Department that all humanitarian workers are now banned to go to North Korea temporarily.
Okay, so you are currently frozen out. You cannot go back to what's been your home for 11 years until the State Department makes a different decision. Now, obviously, this affects real lives. In other words, there are people that the two of you are loving and caring for, especially disabled people that are not being cared for by you right now. So their lives have changed, and that must be tough on you.
Yeah, that's been the hardest, most difficult part, I think, for all of us who are doing humanitarian work in North Korea, is because we actually know specific individuals and we know their names and we've been working with them. For us, we focus on children with disabilities, particularly children with cerebral palsy and autism and other developmental disabilities. And perhaps in the U.S., that would not be a life-threatening situation. But in a country where this is a brand new idea that we can actually treat these children and do something about it, that if families don't have resources, if they don't have the hope of treatment, a lot of times they just allow their children to go because there is no hope.
Wow. So I assume that also that you have trained people that are left behind, that are North Korean nationals that are doing some of the work that you were doing. But you yourselves can't go back.
Right. That is the sad part for us because this is a brand new department of pediatric rehabilitation in North Korea in their medical history of nation. So we really feel that this is crucial that our presence be there continually providing guidance and support and encouragement,
right,
not only to the North Korean doctors, but also to government as well, as they made a decision to develop this program for their children who have developmental disabilities.
I mean, it's interesting because for me, I realized that to care for children with developmental disabilities is a biblical value. I mean, as Christians, we know that we want to love everybody and we don't believe that some lives are worth more than others. So it's interesting that you're bringing the love of God there and that real lives are being touched. That's an amazing opportunity, it would seem to me, in a country like that. And it's why you both have dedicated your lives to this.
So we really had a life-changing experience as we are helping children with disability. For example, we had a one child admitted to our hospital 2012 October. She was quadriplegic, but not completely quadriplegic. She was had arms and legs movement, but no coordination. Therefore, she wasn't able to walk or stand by herself. About a year of treatment and very dedicated doctors with myself and North Korean doctors. And through that, she was able to walk out of the hospital 2013 November.
Wait a minute. That's amazing.
The amazing story doesn't just end with her walking out of the hospital, but also that day, one doctor visited me very quietly, and she said in her tears, "Dr. Yun, I didn't know we could help children like this. I have sent so many children and parents home telling them, don't let them suffer too long. Let them go quickly. What should I do with all those lives that I sent home?" And I witnessed one person's, one doctor's perspective on life completely changed. Mm. And to us, we really realized that it is real biblical, our expression.
You're living out your faith. There's so much that's interesting here, but just the idea that we often talk about living out our faith, and you're living out your faith in many cases without words, just as we say, right? That your whole all that you're doing is an expression of so much that you could say it with words, but you're saying it by helping children walk. I mean, it's an amazing thing because when people talk about living out their faith. Let me ask you, people like me cannot really imagine what it would be like to live in North Korea, much less live there for 11 years and raise children there. Your children have grown up there.
Yes, especially our three older children grew up there. And for the most part, we had to homeschool. But once we were able to move to the capital city of Pyongyang, they even went to the Korean School for Foreigners there. And so they had teachers who were North Korean, and they, even though they learned in English, that was another opportunity for us to learn even more about the country.
I mean, it's amazing to me. And your kids obviously are with you now in Texas, which is a little different from North Korea. But what is life like? I mean, this is, sounds so puerile. What is life like in North Korea? It's unimaginable to most of us in the West here.
Well, I think as foreigners, life is unlike maybe what it would be for a North Korean. For us, as you can imagine, living in a communist nation, we're very highly watched and censored. And so we have what we call minders with us most of the time.
Yeah.
And even though we are able to live there, there's not complete freedom, but it's those relationships as we're building with our minders that really give us so many more opportunities and allow us to do things that we would never imagine think we would be able to do.
Well, it's a very beautiful and brave thing that the two of you have done with your lives. It's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on this program, because I think so many times we talk about things, but to talk to people who are you're living out your faith in such a humble way, that I think it's the humility of it that's very moving, and also that's very affecting, very effective and affecting. Both of those words. We're going to be back, folks. I'm talking to Joy Yoon and Stephen Yoon. The book is Discovering Joy, 10 Years in North Korea. We'll be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. Well, Congress is expected soon to vote, hopefully, on an accord to prevent another government shutdown ahead of tomorrow's deadline. It's said President Trump will not get the entire $5.7 billion for his border barrier, but the deal is still expected to be approved. However, let the games begin. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Capitol Hill says the president is prepared to sign the deal and still declare a national emergency, which would keep the government open and operating. However, since Trump did not get the money that he insists we need for a wall, declaring a national emergency would allow the president to sign the deal and be able to move money or funds from one sector to make up for the shortcomings to cover the expense of the wall. Again, seems like a game of chess now on Capitol Hill, and that vote is expected to come down within the hour. On Wall Street, the Dow down 47, NASDAQ up 16, S&P down 2. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas. If you know MyPillow, you already know how effective it is. On this program, we joke half seriously that it is the official pillow of Rip Van Winkle. Mike Lindell dedicated himself to inventing a pillow that works, that's effective. It's not a joke. I mean, if you know his story, we've interviewed him on the program. It's an amazing story, right? Okay, well, if you're looking for a great night's sleep, right now is the perfect time to get your first MyPillow. By the way, if you already know how great it is, you can get them for everybody you know. But I say that because right now on this program, to my listeners, there is a special offer, a four-pack offer that includes two premium MyPillows with two go-anywhere pillows plus free shipping. You have to call 800-978-3057 and use the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or call 800-978-3057. Do it now.
Every day when the work is behind you and the shop and the store put the lock on the door, just get away where your worries won't find you. If you like, well, I'll tell you more. evening comes, there's so much to do, you better put on your
best. Hey, who put on that Petula Clark music, that rock and roll stuff? Folks, I'm having fun here because not only do I get to listen to Petula Clark, I get to talk to really interesting people, more than interesting. Joy and Stephen Yoon, who've spent the last 11 years living in North Korea and are temporarily back here stateside. Really, it's extraordinary to hear you talk about what you've been doing with your lives. I'm still curious, you know, about living in North Korea. You both obviously love the North Korean people. I think that comes across, and maybe that's the most powerful thing.
Well, I think it just comes down to, you know, as Christians, that God so loved the world. And it's not our love that we're loving North Koreans. It's the love that God's given us for them. And so that can't be emphasized enough, because it's not out of our own ability, but it's really something that God's put on our hearts.
Well, that seems clear. And I want to ask you, before I forget, the most basic question whenever I'm doing an interview and there's a book. Why, Joy, did you write this book? I mean, I would assume a lot of times people would say, well, I don't want to talk about it because, you know, it's very sensitive and it can be political. What made you decide to write a book about your 10 years in North Korea?
Really, it came out of the travel restriction that was issued last year, and our family was uprooted. And it may sound preposterous, but it was really difficult for our children to leave their home that they knew in North Korea. So this is in response to some of the things that are happening politically, and trying to portray a more well-rounded, perhaps well-sighted, accurate view of who North Korea is and what the people are about.
Well, that is really huge, because the image we get from the news is so limited. I mean, it's just tremendously limited. And when you hear about horrible things like what happened to Otto Warmbier, I mean, it's hard to process these things. And in America, we're so free that we don't know how to process. What is it like to live? I mean, my mother grew up in East Germany when it was communist. You know, my father grew up in Greece when it was occupied by the Italians and the Germans. You know, they have experienced all kinds of things. Most of us Americans, we never experience any restrictions. Mm-hmm. So to submit willingly to these restrictions with your lives and the lives of your children, because the love that God has given you for these people, it's just extraordinary. But I'm particularly grateful that you put it in a book, Joy, because it's not, you know, in a few minutes on the radio program, you can't describe everything. But it's still, now is this book published also in Korean or not just in English right now?
It's being translated in Korean right now. Right now it's just available on Amazon in English. But yeah, we hope to get it out to the South Korean readers as well.
Okay, so your name is Joy and the title is Discovering Joy, 10 Years in North Korea. Did you do that just to be confusing? Why did you do that?
Well, that was the ingenious idea of my publishers. But actually, the story is, even though it's about describing who North Koreans are, the most ironic thing came out of our time in North Korea is, you know, when we first started going in there, it's almost like we are very combative because of what we understood or thought we understood about North Koreans. But the more we got to know them, the more we learned about them and built relationships with them, the more we found genuine joy in knowing who they were and getting to know them as a people.
I think now it seems to me that Americans can't travel there now. In other words, I'm not talking about folks like you, but if I said, oh, I'd like to take a trip to North Korea, would the State Department permit that at this point?
Well, at this point, not at all. But before 2017 travel restriction, actually this traveling to North Korea was quite open.
Well, I guess what happened to Otto Warmbier is such a cautionary tale that I think most people like me would be afraid to travel to North Korea. I mean, I don't know if you can comment on that.
Sure. I think there's always risk in traveling to other countries. But I think when it comes to North Korea, if we don't understand perhaps where they're coming from or what they stand for, and if we play with that edge, then it can become dangerous. And so we just have to know where that boundary is.
Right. And your kids now, obviously they're in America. How old are your kids?
Well, we have four, so 17, 14, 10, and 5.
Isn't that hard? Because the ages keep changing, right?
Right.
Like one changes and another. That's really good. I think if you had five or six, it would be impossible to get it right. But okay, you pulled it off. So they're now in America. Obviously, they're fluent in Korean. Are they? What is the tough? Like, is there? There's no kimchi in Texas. What's the problem? Well, maybe you don't even have kimchi in North Korea. I don't know.
Well, there is a kimchi in Dallas, Texas, where we are.
Oh, there is?
Yes.
But it's not authentic, is it?
Well, it's as authentic as it can be in the United States. Sometimes, actually, it's a really good quality Korean food there.
I retract the question. Okay. Well, we've just got a few minutes left. I just want to make sure people can get the book. You said that it is available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, whatever, right?
Yes, so, Amazon. And you can go to www.joyinnorthkorea.com.
Joyinnorthkorea.com? What could be easier than that? Now we got that out there. Joyinnorthkorea.com. Joyinnorthkorea.com. You don't even have to be able to spell Yoon for that. JoyNorthKorea.com. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. We'll be right back with Joy and Stephen Yoon. Alvin.
Hey, Eric.
Can I tell you about Relief Factor?
Please.
No, actually, I mean, can I tell you about it?
Okay, you may.
I may?
You may.
But what I'm trying to say is I've got somebody even better.
Oh.
Yes, I've got a guy named Alan who's been using Relief Factor. I'd like to hear what he has to say about Relief Factor. Here it is.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a train engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Well, see, this is why I want, I could talk about it all day long, but I'm telling you, so many people have been blessed by it. You go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. It's all botanicals. There's nothing dangerous about it. You can take it all day long, and you will know within 3 weeks if it works for you. And if it works for you, it will probably change your life. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com.
When I look back, I'm amazed at how long I kept all my troubles bottled up inside. I couldn't get to sleep because it was all I could think about when my head hit the pillow. I was losing sleep, slipping into depression, withdrawing from everyone around me. I had no energy or drive. I was losing myself. I was at my lowest point when I heard about Faithful Counseling. Faithful Counseling is a team of licensed Christian counselors who helped me work through my issue. They want to give you a free week just so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation when you're ready by text or phone, even video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. And your first week is free. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, you can cancel during your first week and not pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-311-9115. 800-311-9115. That's 800-311-9115.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Ask your doctor to send your prescription to GoGoMeds.com. Once you fill in your information, it's in the system and your prescription is delivered. It's just that easy. Go to GoGoMeds.com and use the promo code Mike2018 and save $10 on your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, and the promo code Mike2018 gets you $10 off your first prescription.
We used to laugh, we used to cry, we used to bow our heads then, wonder why. Now you're gone, I guess I'll carry on.
Hey folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking with the Yoons, Stephen and Joy Yoon, who've spent 11 years living in North Korea. They're here in the States temporarily. They have a book out called Discovering Joy. There's so much I want to ask you. I don't know where to start. Let me ask you, here's a dumb question. Have you ever seen any out-and-out miracles, what you would describe as a miracle in your time there?
Wow. Thank you for that question. Yes, I have witnessed so many miracles in North Korea.
You have?
Yes. So in the United States, I'm trained as a chiropractor. And in North Korea, I earned my MD, PhD degree in North Korea as a first foreigner going through that. Saying that, I have seen so many patients in North Korea with various muscular issues and whatnot. I have to tell you, in the beginning of my journey in North Korea, the patient will come. And they will come piggyback, and they will come so much in pain, somebody had to carry them in. Almost I had to say, sorry, I cannot help you. You may need a surgery right now. But only thing that I could do over them was to just to pray quietly in my heart that God will touch them. And by my surprise, so many times, the people who just came with a piggyback, they're carried on, received one treatment, they walk out of the hospital, how this happened. And I'm going like, I don't know how that happened. And then I realize, oh, God is alive in this country. Because as a person going into North Korea, as a Christian faith, I never thought once that is God alive in North Korea. Because all the information that we are bombarded, we heard about them, I never had a chance to even think about, is God alive in North Korea?
You forgot that God is able to, he's able to get around. He created North Korea.
Right.
He didn't create the borders, but so you have experienced this. Obviously, you're a trained doctor, so you're telling me that your quiet prayers, you have seen them answered.
Yes, many times. And that was one of the moments that God is continually holding me and opening our eyes of how the beauty can be found in a place like North Korea.
It's extraordinary. I mean, look, I believe in the miraculous. I'm not one of those Dallas theological types like Nethery. I really believe that God does things. But you always hear that in these foreign countries, in these difficult spots, that we see God's hand manifested more dramatically. And so you're telling me that you have seen, I mean, and you're not doing anything. You're not showboating. You're being very sweet and quiet and humble, but you're seeing this.
Well, it is such a surprising scene for me to watch, as I have not experienced this kind of healing in United States side when I was practicing here. And it was almost, it just something came to me in my heart and like, if I could heal people like this in U.S., I could make a lot of money before I come. You know,
wow.
It's that type of thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't out of my knowledge or experience help them.
Yeah.
But it was just a supernatural God's anointing and his hand on these people.
Now, were you raised in that kind of a Christian tradition?
Not at all.
Huh? Was it like Reformed? What was your...
Yes, I was serving in a Reformed Presbyterian
These
church.
Korean, Reformed Koreans, everywhere I look. It's so funny. That is so funny. But yeah, we'll see. The Holy Spirit can, he can even impress Reformed people. That's the most amazing thing the Holy Spirit's ever done is to show a Reformed person that he could do healing today. That is very funny. I mean, it's so wonderful and delightful. I just had to ask you that, you know, so you have seen miracles and you, that's just praise God. That's amazing. And what about now we know that you're not allowed North Koreans are not allowed to own a Bible. I mean, it's very frightening to me, you know, to think about that. But you're saying that as foreigners, you are allowed to have Bibles.
Yeah, we have complete freedom as foreigners to be able to worship in our home, to even sometimes get together with other foreigners that are there and have a small worship service. We go to the state-recognized church. There's two Protestant churches that are officially recognized in Pyongyang, and so we attend those churches every Sunday.
Okay, now when you say state-recognized, I mean the state is officially atheist, but you're saying that they allow two churches in Pyongyang. And what – I guess my question is can only foreigners go to those churches?
No, the churches are attended by local people with a local pastor. And in fact, one of the churches even has a small seminary attached to it. And the students of this seminary then go out and serve the officially recognized house churches in Pyongyang.
I'm just surprised that there are officially recognized house churches. I had no idea that this was possible.
We don't know all the details, but this all comes back to the founding leader. His mother was a very strong Christian.
You know, I heard this, that this is the grandfather of Kim Jong-un. That's amazing. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Kim Il-sung's mother was such a strong Christian that she would go to church for, you know, the early morning prayer services. And so when he was driving by her hometown one time, or her home district in Pyongyang, he recognized the area where her church was, and he had a passion to renovate it. And so that's where that started. And he renovated that church first, and then a second church was also built.
And that's because of his mother.
Yes.
And so we're talking about the great-grandmother of the current leader, Kim Jong-un. That's fascinating history.
Yeah, Eric, I think a lot of times we know that North Koreans don't allow the Christianity to be present in their country. And actually that we have to understand why North Koreans view Christianity as different than other religion. And even though there is a state church is there, yes, it is right that North Koreans are not allowed to own a Bible, because North Koreans see Christianity as a forefront imperialistic United States religion penetrating into their nations to challenge their government. So they don't see the Christianity as what you and I see or read Bible
right.
from. So there's a lot of that political stigma attached to because right. of the Korean War experience that they had with the United States.
That's amazing. This is so interesting. We have one more segment coming up. Folks, I'm talking to the Yoons, Y-O-O-N, Joy and Stephen. The book is Discovering Joy, 10 Years in North Korea. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. We'll be right back.
House. Someone called us Babylon, those hungry hunters tracking down the hours.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits? That costs a ton of money anyways.
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then a Lico-Chop.
Try Lico-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. Let the games begin. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Capitol Hill just about 20 minutes ago says the president is prepared to sign the border deal and still declare a national emergency. Now, it would keep the government open and operating. However, since President Trump did not get the money that he insists we need for the border barrier, declaring a national emergency would allow the president to sign the deal and be able to move money or funds from one sector to make up for the shortcomings to cover the expense of the wall. Now, again, the vote has not been taken as of yet. Looks like any minute now we're expecting Congress to possibly vote to approve that bipartisan accord to prevent another government shutdown. Again, it seems like a game of chess now on Capitol Hill, and that vote expected to come down within the hour. On Wall Street, the Dow down 71, NASDAQ up 13, S&P down 6. This is SRN News.
Experts agree, for retirement success, you must have enough income. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we utilize strategies that pay. By performing an asset reset, we reposition portfolios built around income. If you're actively saving, have $150,000 with big plans for more, and want to learn how to generate income for retirement,
call 866-913-1234, 866-913-1234, to speak to an income specialist, 866-913-1234.
To learn how to transform your risky Wall Street portfolio into sustained retirement income,
call 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234.
I love Supertramp, but I love talking to my guests even more, which tells you everything you need to know. I'm talking to Stephen and Joy. You and the book is Discovering Joy, 10 Years in North Korea. You both just said to me that you're building a hospital in North Korea to bless these suffering people, that you bring your medical skills, and it's an amazing thing. Now, if people are listening and they have a heart for North Korea and North Koreans, how can they help? Where would they go?
So if you can go to our organization's website, our organization's Ignis Community, so igniscommunity.org.
How do you spell Ignis?
I-G-N-I-S.
And what does Ignis mean?
It comes from the Latin word to ignite.
Aha. Ignis, I-G-N-I-S, Ignis.
Community.
Community.org. .org. Okay. So people, I just want to make sure people have that. But that's just extraordinary that so if people do have a heart and they want to help. Now, I don't know. If you could say anything you want to President Trump, what would you say to him? Can you say something? I don't know. You don't have to. I don't want to put you on the spot. But
well, first of all, we think President Trump's doing a great job trying to denuclearize North Korea and really being hardcore and engaging with them, trying to resolve this situation. But what we would like to say to him is at some point, North Korea is going to give up if they don't have any incentive to keep going. So perhaps allowing engagement, especially humanitarian engagement in North Korea, to continue to give North Korea some kind of benevolent reason to continue on this path towards denuclearization.
You know, so many people like us working in North Korea will say this. Our presence there really changed minds and hearts of North Koreans' view on Americans. Because of their war trauma, they view Americans as devil and evil who came to our country and killed us. But as we spend more time there, we start to see their perspective on Americans start changing. I believe that is what we want to see happening in North Korea as well, too.
Well, it only happens if you've got the right Americans representing you. So you guys, I can think of a lot of Americans I would not want to send there to represent my country. But you too, I'd be willing to let you go if I were the president. I like this president very much, and I hope that he heeds what you've been saying. It's interesting because there is a real debate, you know, cultural engagement. We had this with Cuba, and it's very complicated. It's difficult, but you guys are living it. So at this point, you don't know when you will go back.
That's correct. Hopefully, President Trump will make that happen.
It's interesting. It is very interesting. And the State Department, we just don't know, right? We don't know what the decisions are behind the scenes.
We're hoping this is a temporary situation, where as things continue to progress in a positive way, then we hope we'll be back sometime soon.
How many folks like you are there that are not there now? In other words, how many?
Well, it was said that last year, when everybody had to be out from the country, one Time magazine featured in this, and they counted about 200 Americans had to leave
like
the
you.
Country.
Okay,
yes.
who are doing humanitarian work there. Well, we're out of time, but this has been really a gift. Thank you, both of you, not just for what you're doing with your lives, but being willing to share it. And what is the website, Discovering Joy in North Korea?
.com.
Yes,
joyinnorthkorea.com.
Oh, it's just joy. Joyinnorthkorea.com. That's you. Joyinnorthkorea.com. I hope people go to joyinnorthkorea.com and ignis community.org, I-G-N-I-S. Stephen and Joy, a joy to have you. God bless you both.
Thank you
so much.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.